Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me in the studio this morning, I have Mel Beadle, Tori Hay, and Tori O'Connell, all here to talk about a march happening tomorrow, the March for Our Democracy. Thank you all for coming in here this morning.
Hey, thank you. Thanks.
So just a quick touch on the details for tomorrow. The march is happening right at high noon.
That's right. Yeah. So there's going to be an opportunity to come show support for our U.S. democracy tomorrow, March 19th, from noon to one. So right during lunchtime, there'll be a walk for our democracy downtown where we do just that, as well as protest the presidential overreach that is happening in our nation right now. So we're going to begin at the Net Shed, and we're going to go around the Centennial Building and then down Lincoln Street to City Hall. People will be bringing signs showing things that they care about. And there'll be a few words to begin with. And I hear there's even going to be a Statue of Liberty that somebody made. So maybe that's for you.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's going to be very peaceful, but we're going to have our passion there for our democracy, too.
Excellent. And so where did this all come from? So when we were speaking before we came on air, this sounds like this has been something that has been a point of discussion from a number of different community members who've gotten together to talk about, I guess, a number of different things that they're passionate about, whether or not they always meet eye to eye on things.
Yeah.
I think that we, a loose group of people in town have been concerned and wondering how we can have action to show our government what and our community what matters to us. Mm-hmm. There is a group called Sickens for Peace and Democracy. That's a loose group of people of very wide interests. I would say this is nonpartisan, mm-hmm. left, right, and center. It's just in support of democracy. And Tori Hayes, my other Tori here, decided to organize this march so that we could gather together.
Yeah, so as you were saying, Tori O'Connell, with this Sitkins for Peace and Democracy, this was not necessarily a group of people for any particular issue that you're rallying around, but mainly just a general caring and concern for, as you said, kind of peace and our democracy as a whole structure. So people might be coming in with different particular points of interest or own points of passion or concern.
Yes, absolutely. I think we may be gathering there for some very different reasons, you know, because there's a lot going on right now. Some people may be concerned about the slashing of Medicaid funding planned or that Trump plans to abolish a Department of Education. There are a lot of things happening, as we know. But I think it will be wonderful to gather in community together and honor each other's feelings about the state of our nation. And there's a lot going on, but there's also a lot of us. So we can have this moment to be together and inspire each other and exercise our protected right to protest.
Right. With coming in, and we, like you said, you're going to be, there might be a full Statue of Liberty there, but when we're coming in with, if folks are interested in bringing signs or things to show what they're caring about, there's not necessarily a right or a wrong way to participate in this. Anything you might be particularly passionate about. Is there anything, I guess, in particular that strikes any of you here?
Yeah, I could speak to that, Erin. I've been working in the nonprofit sector for over a decade and working mostly with helping people to alleviate the symptoms of poverty, right? Helping people who are falling through the cracks. And as funding is cut everywhere, we're going to see the cracks getting wider and more people falling through those cracks. And I think it's been really inspiring to watch, you know, longtime Sitkins out at the roundabout every weekend and to see that there's folks there that are showing up regardless of who they voted for. There's reasons to be there.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, it's not a single cross section of town. There's no specific reason. You have your reasons of your personal experience in your profession of what you have always near and dear to you.
Right.
You're seeing those, you're standing up for what you see as a very important thing. And you want to make sure those voices are amplified as you do in your day-to-day work. That is your passion.
Yeah. And not to mention, I'm a pride organizer. Mm. And so with Sitka Pride, my trans friends are terrified about what's going on right now. So I just want to support and show up for them too. So but folks are also worried about tariffs and the increase of cost of groceries. Our groceries are already so much higher than they are down south, and to see them go up more would really break some families here in town. Mm-hmm. So
could I just add, one thing I'm thinking about a lot right now is our First Amendment rights, and it's a great time to exercise our First Amendment rights, and I feel like group action amplifies our individual voices, so it's easier for us to be heard, and it's a coincidence that Senator Murkowski is in town tomorrow, and we have reached out to her staff, but I think it's a great opportunity for to thank Lisa for using her voice and taking action for Alaska. And also for us to let her know what our issues are still forefront in ours, to take care of our community and our state and our nation.
Right. So in many ways, this is showing support and for others in our community, uplifting what they care about, to recognize that we see and hear and value what you feel as important and uplift those things you care about within our community. And then also saying that not only is it important here in the community, but these should be uplifted in greater scales as well. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Excellent. So again, looking back at what we have coming up for tomorrow. So it's an hour long section of time that people should block out for tomorrow. Anything in particular people should bring with them? Any particular mindset, any particular props? What should people kind of come to expect if they decide to come and participate in the March for Our Democracy at noon tomorrow?
Yeah, I think that bringing just an attitude of community, I think, would be wonderful. And if you'd like to bring a sign for something that is particularly, you know, important to you, that's great as well. We'll be hearing a few people talk at the beginning. So we'll all have listening ears, I think. And we'll just be having, I just keep thinking about, it's about community. It's about supporting each other. It's about being together during this time, which, you know, hasn't been easy for a lot of people. And just having this moment to walk together and show support for each other, for our own concerns. And then winding up, it'd be great to wind up at City Hall, which is where, you know, we'll all be ending tomorrow. So, yeah.
Right. And Mels, you mentioned something before we went on air of the unique kind of superpower that we have of being in a small town like Sitka, of we have opinions and political leanings all across the spectrum, but we're a small town, so we still get along. So
yeah,
that's going to be represented tomorrow as well.
Definitely. Absolutely.
So coming up then tomorrow, for all those interested in participating in the March for Our Democracy, it'll be gathering at the Crescent Harbor Netshed at noon tomorrow. If folks aren't able to participate tomorrow for one reason or another, or are interested in learning more, is there somewhere folks can go to learn more about Sitkins for Peace and Democracy?
We have a brand new Facebook page, Sitkins for Peace and Democracy. I think there's 5 likes, so go on Facebook and like our page, and we'll be posting more, hopefully doing a monthly action, and yeah, we're just really excited for the march tomorrow, and we'll go from there, really, I think.
Yeah, peaceful and passionate.
Peaceful and passionate. Well, on those wise parting words, thank you all for coming in this morning. The March for Our Democracy taking place tomorrow, Wednesday, March 19th at noon at the Crescent Harbor Netshed. Tori O'Connell, Corey Hay, and Mel Beadle, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you,
Erin.
Thank you, Erin.